So this file here points out something which I said already actually last time, that conjugate gradient can be applied to any sparse matrix, or in fact any matrix. It is being described by me in this case of a finite element problem, because conjugate gradient effectively comes from a minimization methodology, and finite element is a minimization methodology. But that linkage of finite element and conjugate gradient is not rigid. You can do conjugate gradient for a finite difference problem. Perfectly reasonable thing to do. Any reasonable matrix, because I believe conjugate gradient will always work better than Gauss-Seidel or Jacobi. There may be a few pathologies where it doesn't, but in general, you can assume conjugate gradient is a better method than the other methods we discussed. The only methods that will do better than conjugate gradient are these methods like domain decomposition and multigrid, which use so-called preconditioning or other methods to change the problem. Given the problem, solve AX equals B and don't change A or B, conjugate gradient is essentially the best method.